Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
I believe it was last year when I spoke with Heather and Nate, Heather Pummel and Nate Zimar. Is it Zimar?
Yeah.
And they're from the Iron Mountain, Michigan area, which is about 50 miles from where I do the show. And they were interested in trying to put something together. They were going to be part of an event that goes on in Marquette and Crossings, and that fell through. And so they thought, well, why don't we just do it? Well, guess what? This year they're actually doing it, and things have just fallen in place. And this is pretty exciting. We're going to have some of their guests on my show in the future. Heather Pummel is on the line with me. How are you doing, Heather?
Well, I'm doing great. Beautiful and very blessed day for sure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, we talked about this before, but maybe give people an idea of who you are and maybe some of the things you do.
Okay. I'm 36 years old, and I've been sensitive my entire life. I have 4 children, and they're all sensitive. And we are constantly learning and constantly kind of evolving. And I do all kinds of divination, from loose leaf tea reading to palmistry to runes to cards and just plain old aura readings by doing scans with your hands and stuff. We're kind of whatever the universe is directing us to do is what we do, and it's kind of funny because sometimes it's like, oh, am I really capable of that? And you kind of get the little push, and it's like, yes, you are. Just kind of do it. Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be a beautiful blessing. So there is really, we just follow the universe and wherever we're led, that's, you know, kind of what we're doing. I'm also a massage therapist. I have like 16 different certificates, and I am a Reiki master teacher in both Usui and Tibetan. I'm nationally certified in the 9 rites to shaman healing, which is Muna Key. And that's really been taking off for me, not necessarily the Muna Key and teaching it, but the shamanism and using the shamanism for healing. And people have just been falling into my lap. And I've always felt drawn to that more so. I mean, all of the healing resonates with me, but the shamanism is definitely something that makes my heart sing. Like, it just get it. You know, it's like,
you know,
I just get it.
From an outside perspective, people, and there was a time this would have been very alien terms to me,
mm-hmm.
and maybe scared me because I'm not familiar with it, and some people still will be. And I look at this, how would you define, these are things that have been around since our beginning, right? These are teachings, healings, natural ways. It's not something to be afraid of, right?
No, there's, the first thing that I do when people contact me to do like a house cleansing, or if they, you know, that's been something that we've been getting a lot of, is people, their homes are kind of active right now. And the first thing is, with any kind of healing, everybody's like, oh, that's evil. And you know, and it's okay for people to kind of go through those stages until they come to realize that, you know what, there is some truth to this. Mm-hmm. It isn't dark. It's definitely something that's been around forever. They considered it to be like an old religion, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, you know, people are very, very happy and content. Not all people, but they're very happy and content to look at things and just take it for what they see instead of what they feel, because, you know, we're taught as human beings that certain emotions are not okay, and we're not strong enough if we express them. And
mm-hmm.
and so they're comfortable with in living with the non-truth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has their own truth, so...
Right.
That's their lesson, that's their journey. It's a blessing for them to get to that point. And eventually they will come to the point where they understand.
Right.
Maybe not in this life, but it's not scary and it's not evil. And fear actually creates more of a problem than anything. And as soon as you tell and explain to people how energy works, hopefully they can come to it on their own when they're supposed to, that it's not scary.
Yeah, I've been doing this show now for a few years, and I just... There just seem to be more and more, you and I were talking about, more and more people coming out of the woodwork that are doing this kind of thing, and more people that are seeking these kind of things out. And regardless of what you believe, you can be you know, a religious, Christian, whatever belief you have, you can still, this people can be comfortable with this. And,
right.
you know, I think what it comes down to, the way I look at it, is that it really, it all comes from universal love, unconditional love. That to me, that's what creation is. And so this is all part of that. And as long as it's from that, then I'm not afraid of it, and I don't, you know, I'll talk about it. Now, if you were coming on here and saying I got to sacrifice some goats and chickens, then we probably wouldn't be doing the interview, Heather.
Yeah, that would probably be because then, you know, you're actually taking somebody else or something else's energy into your own hands, which is never okay because that is interfering with their journey. And, you know, animals have life source too, so.
Now you did. We were talking about something you mentioned, soul retrieval. What is that about?
Soul retrieval is something a lot of different spiritual people do for others. In shamanism, it's kind of like you have events in your life that are extremely upsetting. They're so. They hit you so hard, they blow out parts of your soul. It hits you so hard that you can't handle it emotionally, and what you do is you kind of repress it, or it can also happen from, like, lineage and family. Like, families can carry curses, and families can carry, you know, energy that's not of the highest vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is it kind of chips away at your soul as a whole being. And what we want to do is concentrate on keeping you whole with that light inside as the center so you can function, like you said, with the universal love and pure love and true notion. And so what happens is we are being held back from that because we don't have 100% to give. So what happens is people will come to the realization of, this isn't working, something's not right, I need some help with this. So what we do is we try to facilitate the soul retrieval by taking them to the point where, okay, what's the core of this? Where is this coming from? What does this mean to you? And how can we have peace with it? So what we'll do is we'll go back through, like, it's kind of like going through Akashic Records, but it's just a little different. It's more of like the soul imprint. And so we will look into that and go back and see where that chunk of soul is, if it's a chunk or a sliver or, you know, what have you, and we will kind of heal it and bring it back in and put it together like a puzzle, and when that puzzle's complete, you can usually see the beauty of it. And that's kind of what we do with soul retrieval.
Now, how do you go about doing that?
How?
Yeah.
We can do it through sessions. Sometimes people will just randomly show. I had somebody randomly get a hold of me just this week, actually, and she has been looking for years for somebody to do soul retrieval on her. When she met me, I mentioned instantly what it was that she was broken from, and she said nobody else has done that. So what we're planning is to actually have a journey of our own with each other present, and what we'll do is go into a meditation and heal it on a different level.
Do you have to be present with the person to do that?
You don't always have to be. It depends on the person. I really pay attention to what the universe directs me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a higher self. Mm-hmm. So as you well know, when you're dealing with a higher self, you do it on a spiritual level. So you can call that person in and connect a cord and do the healing via that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very physical people, and you do have to have the exchanging of energy by kind of like a Reiki charge and attunement, and you use your hands as healing, and you just kind of take them into a meditation. Either way, and there's a million different ways to do it. There's no right or wrong way.
Right.
As long as you're protected and you're acting with true notion, you can trust that it's being done properly, but it's definitely not done on this level. But what happens is you take it and you heal the soul level, and what happens is the physical level follows, because the soul level is a higher vibration, and it's been just proven, actually, that people who are like-minded, light healers, our brains actually on an MRI look different, and there's different parts of our brain that are lit up when we are in those states of mind.
You know, I just, not long ago, I did a show with a good friend of mine. She's from Marquette, and with Soul Body Fusion. Sounds okay. Very similar to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she determined this is something I needed because I was pulling away. I was getting frustrated with things around me and just felt very inward. And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way from time to time, but just kind of disconnected and caught up in so many things that really don't matter. And I felt wonderful after she did that. And I felt wonderful for weeks after that. So
it's amazing how that happens.
So I'm guessing it's very similar to what you're talking about.
And this can be, you know, like if you were saying like you felt like you were a little off track, this can go back from not just the last month or
we traced it. It goes back to when I was Helen of Troy.
Oh, well, I have goosebumps, so that's affirmation hole. Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding on that one. I don't think I was
Helen. Really? I've got affirmation of you, not necessarily that, but it being a long time that it's something probably what it would be is a lineage thing. You know how I talked about like you're and honestly, and I'm gonna just say I'm feeling like that happens to you in your life. It comes and goes. It's something that you know you're 10% here, 10%, 10%, 10%, and then all of a sudden you're standing going, wait a minute, what happened to this? Because you kind of left it by the side. And it's frustrating because you know it's there, but you haven't been able to, you know, because you feel great and you're on a run and you're going, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
Right.
And I feel like this is something that happens a lot. So by, you know, when you joked about that, it did actually come up that this is something that's been a lineage thing. But you have learned to keep yourself on track, which is amazing. It's an awesome thing.
I've learned to be more balanced on it, and I think my biggest issue, which you're talking about, is that I get caught up because I feel this, well, here's what I was told. I feel this compassion for others, and I fight their battles, and it goes back to this warrior spirit that I carry from a different time, and I was Native American, and maybe Native in other cultures, and so, you know, the part of that warrior spirit is to stand up. And there's times you can stand up for yourself, but don't fight other people's battles.
Right.
Let them
fight
their own. They really have to learn their
own.
And
it's hard because that is imprinted in your soul. So that may not be instinct for everybody, but for you, that is your instinct. So it's almost like trying to fight who you don't quite remember 100% who you were, but you just know that that's how you feel good.
Right.
So it feeds your soul until it gets to the point where, and I am the same way.
You are.
100%. It's us as like-minded people as well. Like, oh, we know how we can help them. And, you know, but sometimes instead of being empathetic and trying to facilitate their healing, you have to just stand back and be sympathetic and say, well, here's the door. And if you need help, let me know.
Well, and I see a lot of injustices with the way people, but, you know, you don't know their story.
Right.
And so maybe it's part of a karmic debt or who knows. It's their life and they have to live with it. Or maybe people will come to you because they know you're strong and they think that you're going to step in. And I've done that before and spoke my mind. But it bothers me a lot in the meantime because I'm thinking, what am I going to say? And this makes me angry. And I have to, I always find myself having to let go of all that and just find love. Love is going to be the only way to deal with any issue. Even if you have a confrontation, if you do it with love, so I've learned the hard way, Heather. is that it usually comes out really good.
Yes.
Even people that are totally against you, all of a sudden now will say, you know what, you're right. And it's just funny how that works. And so I've learned my lesson, but I continue to go up that, you know, always being balanced, getting balanced back in, drawn away, pulled back in, drawn away. Anyway, I also wanted to, it sounds like you do a lot of healing. You do some mediumship, and Nate does some really cool things. Tell me a little bit about this event that's coming up. Who's coming up to this event? It's going to be in Iron Mountain at the City Park, July 7th and 8th. So you have quite a lineup.
We do, and we're working on a little bit more. I'm trying to be versatile, and I'm really trying to keep only one of each certain kind of energy there because that way everybody can be utilized to their utmost. And I have a friend who I've only met once, but she's like a sister to me, and she's definitely spiritual family. Her name is Mary Beth Ashley, and she's coming all the way from Orlando, Florida. And she is one of those people that you just, you know that she's definitely on her way to amazing things. And she does matrix energetic healing.
Matrix, no, you're going to have to explain that because maybe a lot of people aren't familiar with that.
Matrix healing, from what I understand, and I've definitely not an expert in this. I'm, you know, learning through Mary Beth, is healing on a different level. It's healing on like a cellular level,
mm-hmm.
and it's more of going into our body as energy, and the energy scientifically, you know, going into the, you know, the structure of cells and bones, and it's actually going in and kind of manipulating and facilitating the healing through that kind of an energy. I've witnessed myself, Nate has been studying this, and my mother had actually gotten kicked by a horse, and now we're not very large, tall people. I'm only 5 foot, and my mother's 2 inches shorter than me.
Wow.
And she had gotten kicked in her shin and ankle by a horse, and our horses look like barrels with legs. They're very large because they're spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gotten kicked, and she could hardly walk, and you could see bone, like, under the skin, and it definitely had this huge nodule on it, and it was all sorts of pretty colors. And she is kind of skeptical of all of this, which is kind of funny because she is my mother. And Nate said, you know, I'm learning this new thing, and it was the matrix healing. And he had been studying it, and he's like, can I try? And, of course, she said yes. And I was sitting, she had lain on her bed, and I was sitting next to them. And Nathan is extremely, when something needs to be done, he's like there. And he had gotten to his state, and he had laid his hands underneath her knee and on top of her ankle. And he was working the matrix. And all of a sudden, you could see, physically see, the bone kind of move in her leg. And she didn't, it was not her entire leg, mind you. It was just the section in between Nathan's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother looked at me, and Nate looked at me, and it was, it's cool, you know, and you trust that it's going to work, but when you physically see it happening, mm-hmm. it's always like, yes! And it happened, and my mother looked at him, and he's like, did that hurt? And she said, no. All she felt was a shift. And the next day, it wasn't even bruised or swollen.
Wow.
It was amazing. Like, I am so grateful that Mary Beth has come into our lives to help us on this next, you know, because she's all the way in Florida. So the more people, and nobody around here really knows anything about matrix healing.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate is really facilitating that. So it's such a blessing. And she's helped me in so many ways because we help each other. And our lessons don't always come from inside. They come from other people who come in and out of our lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she's coming and actually, it's such a blessing. When she said, I was told she had actually had a Akashic Record reading, and she does Akashic Records as well.
Right.
And she was told by the Akashic Records that she has to make a trip to Michigan.
Really?
Contacted me, and I said, oh, come to our fair. I wasn't just going to ask her, because that's a lot to ask somebody.
Right.
From that far away. And when she said that, she's like, oh, I was thinking of coming the first week of July. And I was like, okay, the universe is definitely saying connect. So she will definitely be here. It's amazing. She's, I can't say enough. All of the people that I've been connecting with have been wonderful. And it's such a blessing. And I can't say enough of how grateful I am. And I have true, like, gratitude and love for these people,
mm-hmm.
because they're doing what they're instructed. And
they're from all over the place, these people?
All over. I've got a gentleman. He's an artist, and he does readings. And I met him. His name is Sean Flynn. And I met him in Oshkosh at a paranormal convention. And we were in that center there. It's like a community building, and they do all sorts of different things in there, like ballets and what have you. And we had gone to sit in and listen to an astrologer, and I had walked into this humongous conference. It's not a conference room like around here. I mean, this is a huge conference room. And I had started around the corner, and he was way across the room. And we, like, looked at each other, and the second we made eye contact, like, we could hear each other. It was cool. We could hear each other. And I walked up to him, and he kind of smiled, and it was like, wow, that was a zap, you know? And I met his fiance, and he's, like, a brother to me, and he's actually coming from Madison, and he's going to be doing some readings, and he does his main source of reading is cards. And he also is an artist, and he also does actual, like, he does tattooing, but he's coming with artwork as well. He's a very amazing person, and, like, he gets things, and he gets things that are going to be happening, and I hate to use the word psychic, because a lot of people are offended by that, but he gets things, and he'll call it out, and he's extremely on, and he's helped me tremendously. He's helped me grow. He's helped me through some really tough times, and he's definitely like a brother to me. And getting all of these people together in one place is going to be amazing. I cannot.
How many different people
are actually staying with me?
How many people are you going to have there?
As of right now, I have. Well, of course, I've got Debbie Bergeron, the angel reader.
And Debbie's going to be there. Reverend Debbie. Yeah. She's been on my show before. Yep.
I love Debbie. She's been my mentor, and I have Debbie, I have Sean reading, I have a couple different things going on for classes. I have a Native American gentleman from the Escanaba area who's going to do a workshop on dream catchers.
What's his name?
His name is Ray, and he's actually one of Nathan's friends, and I hate to say that I don't even know his last name.
Okay.
I just know him.
All right.
And he does the work that he does is amazing. He's actually working on a piece for us last fall. Nathan's horse passed away. He suffered from cancer, and he hung on for a really long time. And we actually, because of course of the shamanism, and we kind of go around all religion and all just universal everything. You know, there's the truth in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. But we took some of his mane hair, and we didn't know what to do with it for a while. Nate had it on a staff, and all of a sudden this gentleman came into our lives, and he's like, oh, I make dream catchers, and he's like, I will give me a picture, bring me the hair, and he's sleeping, like he actually will wait several months until it comes to him, and then he will actually do it the proper way. So he's actually doing some work for us, and I thought, what an amazing gift, and we should definitely teach people what the dream catchers really are about. And I'm actually going to sit in on that workshop myself, because it's always, you know, you know what they're supposed to be doing, but the full story and the process behind them is something that I think mm-hmm. we lack.
Right. We don't get to see
I'm
that.
I'm actually in the process of maybe bringing in the belly dancers from Escanaba.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there. It's just, it's a cool, it's just one of those things that, it's a very soulful thing, and if you go back in the history of belly dancing, it's kind of a cool thing.
Right.
So, and it's different. I'm trying to go for something for everybody.
Yeah.
I have Kathy Ross is going to be doing readings. She's also very sensitive, like-minded. She does mediumship. She does crystal charting, and that's where you have this very in-detail mandala shape on a piece of leather. It's all like handmade stuff, and you take different sorts of crystals and the people roll them out, and wherever they land, there's a lot of different runes and stuff in there too. It's really cool. I haven't seen a lot of people do that kind of reading around here. I have, let me see.
Jen, you got Jen coming, right?
Yes, Jen, Jennifer Lloyd. I met her, it was another zapping moment. I met her in Oshkosh. She has a huge network there. There are always, these people are on it. She is constantly doing, her and Margie Ware is coming as well. She's an aura photographer. They have a group set up, and she is constantly, she does seances, she does Reiki shares, she teaches all kinds of different classes. She's very much into bringing you into your spirituality and helping you open the doors that you need to open. And she is amazing. You just feel, when you look at her, you just feel love. She's an amazing person. And she is going to be coming up, and she's going to be doing readings. And I do believe that on the side, we're going to be hosting a couple different mediumship seance type, I don't know if you'd call them workshops, but we're definitely going to just take only so many people for that. And Sean and I were actually going to sit and do a couple as well. So that's going to be going on in the evening. So, and I have so many as far as like vendors.
This is like an all-day event then, isn't it?
Yes. We're going to start at 10:30 in the morning. There's going to be candle magic. It's prayer. It's basically, it's how to use and light and to go into like candle work. I'm actually going to teach that myself. I'm going to be doing sound therapy. And I have I think her name is Leona. I've met her once, and she emailed me this morning. She used to put on the one at Badenoch College, the psychic fair there.
Okay.
And she's going to be doing the Lohochi,
right.
I think that's how it's called, Reiki healing.
Yep.
And she's also going to be vending something. But it is an all-day thing. We're going to start at 10:30. There's going to be different workshops and classes offered throughout the day. I'm putting everybody's bios together right now, and I'm hoping to pre-register some people for the different workshops and classes.
Is it going to cost, how much is it going to cost to go to this?
Just come and check it out? Nothing.
Okay.
We don't believe, we're not doing this to make money. We're doing this to just have fun and to get the word out there and to maybe touch people in this area that haven't been. This area is very kind of secluded when you kind of look around. You know, we're kind of in the middle of, like, Green Bay and Escanaba, and we're, you know, Marquette and Houghton, and we're kind of just nestled in here, and there's definitely a calling for it. So we're not about, you know, it'll come back to us if it's, you know,
right.
We will be rewarded.
Well, you know, the thing is, Heather, I've seen it, you know, Marquette, this has gone on for years there. They've done a lot of this. People are very open to it seems like, and there certainly are some that aren't. And then Escanaba, because of their fairs that they've had at the college, it's been. But I really haven't heard about much in your area.
No, and it isn't. And I feel like, you know, Nathan and I are both very. We have a wonderful spiritual family, and we're very confident that the universe has directed us to do this, and it's coming together.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to, you know, follow what we're being told, and it's been a blessing thus far. We're also going to have, I have teenage kids, and what we're going to do is we're going to have a little area set up because this is the city park. It's a quite large area.
Right.
We not only rented the pavilion, but we rented the outbuildings. So there's actually going to be little buildings where there's just healing taking place. And we have healers and the workshops in these little buildings. But I had talked to my children, and I had decided that it would be a really cool idea to have something there for kids that's just, you know, like the face painting and, you know, maybe a little workshop for them to, like, maybe make some mandalas or, you know, something just for children. And so we're going to go ahead and, like, do that. And I think for sure that it's going to make it easier for the adults who want to have a healing session or want to have
right.
a reading. There's going to be a 21-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 15-year-old, and, you know, we're going to make sure that the kids are taken care of, and it's going to be, you know, the whole section where the kids are at is going to be like a dollar for however long they need to be there.
So,
we're really trying to, you know, I've got four kids, and I've been there where, you know, you really want to go and enjoy something, and you can't, and not to mention there's a playground there. So,
right.
you know, we've got the people, the older kids that are going to be there are, you know, they're certified through Red Cross for babysitting and CPR, and so, you know, and they're my children. They should be a part of this because they're sensitive as well. So we're really trying to cover a lot of different
bases.
Right.
Well, that's really cool, and I know I don't have too much more time to even maybe bring on Nate for a little bit here,
okay.
But maybe we can do another show and have both of you come on, because I really think it's important that we talked about what the event is about.
Okay.
Because let people know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are more than welcome anytime you want to come back
and
be on my show, because I have an interest in these things. And like we talked about prior to this, we all kind of realize, I don't know, maybe people are listening to think we're kooks, and that's fine. You can think I'm a kook. I don't have a problem with that. But we feel once you realize your path or whatever it is your journey's supposed to be, then you start to pursue it, is how I look at it. And that's mm-hmm. how you feel about it, right? And
yeah.
So it calls to you more and more and more. And so this is why I put these kind of programs. My show is not always about ghosts and UFOs. And, but the thing is, it's all connected. That's why I do these things. I had a show on last week, which was really cool, about a guy who was abducted in Canada in 1987. And a lot of people have been painting these gray beings with the big eyes. Have you heard about them, I'm sure?
Mm-hmm.
With some dark energy. And so you wonder where the truth lies. Well, his experience was very, very loving. And you don't hear that from too many people, but there's actually a local couple that I talked to that had the same experience. So now you start to wonder where propaganda comes in. I guess what I'm getting at is that he felt this whole thing was an intervention by these beings to help us wake up gently, and it's all about love. And they're trying to help us in a gentle way to get us to see things.
I believe that, too, and I believe that they're star people, and I have also had encounters, and it is kind of funny, but I have kind of a little explanation of where that fear comes from. It's the unknown. People who are not open and their veil is very, very thick are afraid of a lot of different things.
Well,
I
was going to say not only that, but I think there is a group, and I'm not going to give them any name, but there's a group that has been deliberately trying to mislead us from the truth and providing propaganda. And so they want to keep things the same. And part of what I see what's going on with you, Heather, and with Nate and everybody else that's involved is that we kind of chose this mission. We're going to help bring forward some truth. This is what we want to do. People want it now. They want it. We wouldn't be doing it if they didn't want it. We're not trying to force it on anybody. You can see it any way you want. I don't want to start a cult. I'm sure you don't.
No.
You need to follow me and build me a statue. No, we don't need any of that, right?
No, that's definitely...
But it's cool that...
True. That's not pure love. That's kind of...
Right.
Egotistical.
You're getting caught up in... And I see that so many people get caught up in message. What was really cool about this fella is that he really had a spiritual connection because of this. And he said we needed to become more spiritually aware. That's what these beings were telling him. And he had one of the most vivid abductions. He remembered a lot of it when he was awake and a lot of it when he was under. So, you know, the whole universe, it seems like, is trying to tell us something, isn't it?
That's for sure. And it's a beautiful thing when we are able to, I always say, pick up the phone and get the connection, you know.
Right.
A lot of people live with the phone off the hook because they just rather not.
I should pay my bill once in a while.
It's like, pay your bills, you can have that connection. Yes, definitely.
What is your, do you have a website at all for this?
On my Facebook page, there's a page dedicated to it. And also we are on, it's the Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's just a random, like it goes by state, and you just click on it and it'll list all of the different spiritual events, psychic fairs, expos, and it goes by state. It's on there. We have, Jennifer Lloyd is advertising it in the Oshkosh-Appleton area with her group of people. It's mainly just right now, like on my Facebook page. I'm not very good with electronics, and that's definitely not my forte, although it seems to be kind of pulling itself together regardless of my inadequacy with the electronics, but just my Facebook page, and it's mysacredspirits@yahoo.com is the email that's attached to it, and of course I'm Heather Marie Pummel, and the page is on there. It's got some information on there about the event, and I'm posting probably by the weekend. I'm collecting bios from everybody. That way, if people are kind of unsure, they can read the bios associated with the name and kind of pick up on that energy to see if it's something that they're going to want to do or not. So I'm learning. Right. I'm learning right now. I just, like I said, I just have it on the Facebook and the, it's the Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's a actual, you just have to type that into Google and it pulls it up. And
I'll bring it right up. Okay. Well, I'll also put that connection, on the site, on my site, when this interview is posted, so people will be able to go directly right to that. Do you have an email or a phone number or anything you want to give out? And if you don't, that's probably a good idea if you don't want to do that.
But. Oh, I'm okay. I'm pretty open. And the fact that you're asking, I feel like maybe I should in case there's somebody out there. But right now it's the My Sacred Spirit with an S. It has to be spirit.
Okay.
At Yahoo. .com is the email address.
Okay.
And the telephone number to best reach me at is 1-906-239-2716.
All right. It's quite a step. You know what? When I talked to the two of you last year, as I recall, and I enjoyed the conversation with both of you, and apologize to Nate that I won't be able to talk to him this time around.
And that's funny. That's okay, because when he woke up and he looked at me, he's like, "I don't think I'm supposed to talk on the radio show today."
Really?
And I looked at him and I kind of was like, "Oh, okay." And he's kind of been wandering around the house doing his thing. And then you said to me, "Oh, you know, I think that we're gonna catch up with him later." And it's kind of funny because the universe facilitated.
Yeah. Yeah. I just know that I got to go do some work or they're going to start looking at me funny here at the radio. I've had two people pop their heads in the studio already, and I don't want to push my luck. Otherwise, I'd talk for an hour and a half to you guys and do a show. But I think it's really cool to see, you know, you were kind of trying to piece it together last year, and it's just amazing how it's just all fallen together.
Mm-hmm. And last year, it was, we were trying to pick up pieces of a friend of ours who had started it, and it was kind of like, oh, I can, you know, I can do this, and it kind of ended up to just kind of crumble in my hands, but I honestly feel that maybe it wasn't because it was, you know, that wasn't what was making my heart sing. I wanted to do it, I wanted to participate, but it wasn't me facilitating, and I think that it had, there were certain things I had to grow and learn before I took over that.
Well, maybe you needed, I mean, who knows the answer, I guess you do, but maybe it's needed in your area, because the original area was going to be in Marquette. And and so I guess, like everything, it's going to spread. And if people want to latch onto it, there's obviously a desire for it or wouldn't be coming forward.
That's true.
So nothing but the best to the both of you. And
thank you.
It's nice to talk to you again, Heather. And
always a blessing.
And I would look forward to talking to you again down the road. And some of your guests that are going to be there, I've already got at least one lined up. So we'll see how that goes. And you can certainly call on me anytime you want.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.